Armed Israeli settlers entered the Palestinian village of Kusra, south of Nablus, on Saturday afternoon and attacked homes of the villagers. The settlers threatened the local inhabitants at gunpoint, broke windows, and uprooted about 40 olive trees.
The first one had an M16 rifle and told us that if we don't go inside, he would shoot us. When we went inside, two of them started breaking the windows of the house with a pipe, while another one broke the windshield of my tractor.
Other Palestinians of the village then went to protect the Hassan family from the settlers. The armed Israeli settlers shot two Palestinians, Helmi Abdelaziz and Khalid Nafid, in the stomach and leg respectively. Seven other Palestinians sustained injuries from rubber-coated bullets and suffocation from tear gas canisters shot by Israeli forces.
The village youth came to help us, and then the Israeli forces started firing tear gas canisters, rubber bullets and live bullets. The Israeli army of course helps them all the time. If the Israeli soldiers do not interfere, then we can protect ourselves from the settlers.
This is the fourth Israeli attack on the village of Kusra in the past 7 days. Armed Israeli settlers torched six Palestinian cars in the village on Thursday, and Israeli forces demolished an electricity grid and poles on Wednesday. Both attacks led to clashes with Palestinian villagers.
Apparently, it's not enough that they stole our land. Now they attack us in our homes and want to kick us out. They cut down all of the electricity poles the other day, and now we don't have electricity. They uproot our trees, and just the other day they burnt six cars. When will this all stop?
Although Israeli settler attacks on Kusra were quite common last year, experts fear that the attacks will be more violent in 2013, since settlers are now opening fire on Palestinians during their attacks. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, occupied Ramallah.